Everybody, we began to talk yesterday about some important halachos about sheva brachos, and today we are going to continue that discussion with something that is also a very important point. There is a discussion in the Achronim as to whether or not we should assume that the sheva brachos are considered an extension, an addendum, an adjunct to the Birchas HaMazon, or do we assume that they are considered a totally separate entity, nothing at all to do with Birchas HaMazon, just so happens to be that the Chacham said that the best time to say them, to recite them, is at the end of the benching, but really they are not connected at all. The Briskerov famously points out that if you look in the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos and Sefer Ava, the Rambam has Perek Sheni in Hilchos Brachos is all about Birchas HaMazon. So here the Rambam begins and he says, Say the Birchas HaMazon Kahu. This is the way a person should bench on a normal day. Rishona Birchas HaZon, first you say Hazanas HaKol, then you say Birchas HaAretz, then you say HaTov HaMeitiv, then you say, he goes through the history of how the whole Birchas HaMazon developed, and he says Moshe Rabbeinu made the first bracha, and Yoshua Benun made the second, David and Shlomo made the third, and the fourth came later on in the times of the Mishnayos. And he goes through all the various halachos about what we need to know about benching. The Rambam then continues and he says what we're supposed to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he says Shabbos and Yom Tov, not only do we say the general list of brachas that we normally would say throughout the year, but also we add Ritzei, we add Yalav Yavo, and he then writes about Chanukah and Purim, that we add not only the Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, but we would add on Chanukah and Purim Al Anisim, and that is basically the way the Rambam goes through this whole chapter in Hilchos Brachos Perek Beis, going through all the various halachas. At the very end of the perek, at the very end of the chapter, the Rambam says, what if a person forgets to say Ritzei or Yalav Yavo or Al Hanisim? What should a person do then? And what if it's on Rosh Chodesh? What if it's on Yom Tov? So he lays out for us all the halachas that one needs to know about Birchas HaMazon. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam says that we add an extra bracha when a person is Beis HaAvel, I'm sorry, in Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, you add another bracha, and you say, in the middle of bracha Revius, Kshemavarchim beis ha'avil, Omer bebracha revius. In the fourth bracha, you say Hamelach hachai hatov hametiv kelei nemadek shamo. The Rambam says you add on to the bracha. So the Briskerov points out that in the context of all of the halachos of Birchas HaMazon that the Rambam delineates for us, he then sticks in bebeis hachasanim in the house of a chasan and kala when you're having a sheva brachos, mevarchim birchas chasanim achar arba habrachos, and you will now say all the various brachos that we generally make. And he says what the brachos are and what the guidelines are for making these sheva brachos. So the Briskerov points out, why does the Rambam stick this into the middle of Hilchos Birchas HaMazon? It should have nothing to do at all with the Birchas HaMazon. The Rambam here is talking about what we're supposed to add on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, on Chanukah, on Purim, and the Rambam goes through all the various halachos. He then tells us what we add on when we're in a Beis HaAvel into the text of the Birchas HaMazon itself, and yet the Rambam, in the very same chapter, all of a sudden decides to add in as well what we're supposed to say in a Beis Chasanim, when we are attending a Sheva Brachos. And the Briskerov said it would seem from here that from the fact that the Rambam specifically chose to put the halachos here, it would seem that the Rambam is of the opinion that the Sheva Brachos are intrinsically connected to the Birchas HaMazon. And that's why the Rambam chooses to put it here instead of putting it in Hilchos Kiddushin and V'Nisuin. This is the opinion of the Briskerov. The Netziv, on the other hand, the Netziv writes in his commentary on the Shiltas that no, he feels that they are not connected at all. He feels that the Birchas HaMazon and the Sheva Brachos are not connected at all. They are totally separate entities. It just so happens to be that it was set up to be said right after Birchas HaMazon is complete, but really they have nothing in connection at all. And the Netziv proves his point also from the Rambam. From the same chapter, from the same Rambam, he proves the opposite direction, because he says, when you'll contrast the two halachas that the Rambam says, you'll see there is a major distinction, there is a major difference. The Rambam writes, when a person is in a Beis HaAvel, he says, Ukshem Avarchem a Beis HaAvel. When a person is in a Beis HaAvel, Omer, you should say, Bibracha HaRavias, in the fourth blessing of the Birchas HaMazon, you should say, a whole pizmon that he adds on, that you're supposed to say in honor of the Avel that is sitting Shiva. Look at the next halacha. Bebirchas chasanim, when you are bebeis chasanim, mevarchim birchas chasanim, when you're in a sheva brachos, when you're in the home of the chasan and kala, you should say the following brachos, achar arba habrachos ha'elu. After you complete saying the birchas hamazon, then, says the Rambam, is when you should add on the sheva brachos. So the Netziv points out that if the Rambam felt that it was the same as a Birchas HaAvel, as Ritzei, as Yalaviyavo, as all the other editions, why wouldn't he have formulated this halacha the same way that he formulated the halacha by everything else? Why would he not say that this is part of the fourth bracha of the Birchas HaMazon, just we add an addendum? Why does the Rambam say that after you're finished, achar arba brachos elu, after you're finished with all these completion of the four brachos, then you add on the sheva brachos? It would seem to indicate, says the Netziv, that these are not connected at all with the Birchas HaMazon, but these stand alone, and the sheva brachos are a mitzvah that exist on their own without the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. Now this is a very critical issue. This discussion, this disagreement between the Brisker Rav and the Netziv, who by the way were cousins, is a very important discussion, lehalacha, in a number of ways. We're not going to get through everything today, but we'll begin with the following. We have a Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Beis, where the Gemara tells us about the klal, about the principle of ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. We never do too many mitzvos, we don't try to do everything at once. Rashi explains it's because nira alav kemasui. So the Gemara says, therefore, I should not have, if I have, unfortunately, a situation where I have to do two hashkas hasota biyachad, which is very unusual. You have two women whose husbands are accusing them of doing something wrong, and punk, they happen to show up on the same day into the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen has to do both of them at the same exact time. Strange kind of case, but the Gemara says you don't do them both chick-chock, you know, write the Parshas Hasota, put it into the water, take care of it all at once, because that is nira alav kamasa. It looks like you're burdened by the mitzvahs, you're trying to get rid of it, 1, 2, 3, and that's why the Gemara says, enosa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, we never allow ourselves to do mitzvahs in that kind of fashion. And along the lines of that principle, the Gemara tells us the following. What if you have a person who's having a meal on Friday afternoon, and that meal goes into Shabbos? It goes into Shabbos. So again, I started at a time when I was allowed to start eating. I started very early. And here we have a big get-together. Everyone's enjoying. We're eating a lot of courses. And it goes straight into Shabbos. So now I have to make a Birchas HaMazon, and I also have to make Kiddush. I have to end the meal that I already started on Friday, and I have to make Kiddush in order to commence the meal on Shabbos on Friday night. So the Gemara says, can I use the same cup of wine that I use for the Birchas HaMazon? Can I use that also for the Kiddush that I'm making on Friday night? Says the Gemara, absolutely not, because you're not allowed to use one kos for two different things, because that is a violation of the principle of ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. It looks like you're trying to get rid of everything at one time, and therefore the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. The Gemara then says that why is it that we have on, let's say, when you have Yom Tov falls out of Matzoi Shabbos, so we say, Yak Nahaz, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman, we throw in Kiddush and Havdalah into the same cup of wine. Why don't you say over there also, the principle should be, you have to use one cup of wine for Havdalah, take care of that, Shabbos just left us, have one cup of wine for that, have a second cup of wine for Kiddush. Why is that different than Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush that you have to do on a Friday going into Friday night? Why should that be different than Yak Nahaz that you have to do on a Matzah Shabbos going into Sunday when it's Yom Tov? So the Gemara answers no, because Havdalah and Kiddush is Chada Milsahi. Havdalah and Kiddush are both really essentially the same thing, because they're both highlighting the uniqueness of Shabbos. One is at the end of Shabbos, one is at the beginning of Shabbos Yom Tov, but really Kiddush and Havdalah are the same. So that's why you're allowed to do Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman all together in one shot on one cup of wine. However, in the opposite direction, when you have Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush, those are not able to be done together, because those are two totally disparate, two totally different mitzvahs, and those cannot be joined together. So Tosis now extends the discussion a little bit further, and he says, well, what about Birchas HaMazon and Sheva Brachos? How many cups of wine do we need for Birchas HaMazon and Sheva Brachos? Should we assume that that's like Kiddush and Havdalah, which are the same kind of thing, and therefore Birchas HaMazon and Sheva Brachos also could be done on one cup of wine? Or do you say that no, Birchas HaMazon and Sheva Brachos are two disparate ideas, two separate mitzvahs, two separate halachos, and therefore that's like Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush, which have to be done on two separate cups of wine? So Tosis writes that we have the practice to pour two different cups of wine, one for Birchas HaMazon, and then a separate one for Sheva Brachos, because ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. That's the opinion of the Balei HaTosis. And then Tosis goes on, and he quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam. Surprisingly, he says, Ach Rabbeinu Meshulam haya omer hakol al kos echad. Rabbeinu Meshulam used to do one cup of wine for both the Birchas HaMazon and the Sheva Brachos. Delodami the Birchas Hamazon v'Kiddush the Trei Midi Ninhu. That is not similar to Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush, which are two totally different ideas, two totally different mitzvahs, where you have to use two different cups of wine. Because Hacha Chada Milsahi, because here the Birchas Hamazon and the Sheva Birchas are all one entity, and therefore the Rabbeinu Meshulam was of the opinion that only one cup of wine is necessary. And again, what you see here is that the Rishonim are disagreeing about the nature, about the makeup of Sheva Brachas. What exactly are the Sheva Brachas? Do we assume that it's just an extension of the Birchas Hamazon? It's an integral part of the Birchas Hamazon when we happen to be sitting at a Sheva Brachas. The Birchas Hamazon, instead of having four Brachas, now has a couple of more Brachas, four of the regular Birchas Hamazon plus the extra ones of the Sheva Brachas. Or do we assume that no? Sheva Brachas is totally separate. It's a mitzvah that stands alone. It's not connected at all to the Birchas Hamazon, and therefore there are Benetamas of the opinion that two separate cups of wine would be necessary. So how do we paskin? You look in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes clearly that his opinion is like Rabbeinu Meshulam. His opinion is that you only need one cup of wine, and that cup can be used for the Sheva Brachas and the Birchas Hamazon. There's no reason to have two separate ones. The Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Yesh Omrim. He quotes both opinions. Some say she'ein lamar Sheva Brachas akos Birchas Hamazon, that you should not use the same cup. Ela mevi acher ve'omer alav sheish brachos. Easy enough. Use one cup of wine. That will be good enough for both the Birchas Hamazon and the Sheva Brachas. However, he writes, She'ein sarach ela al kos shel Birchas Hamazon mevarach Sheva Brachas. I'm sorry. First, he quoted the opinion that you need two cups. Now he writes, it's good enough to have one cup. V'chein pashat haminig, says the Shulchan Aruch. And that is our practice. We don't use two separate cups. We use one cup, says the Shulchan Aruch, for both the Birchas Hamazon and for the Sheva Brachas. The Ramadan adds that the minig of Bnei Ashkenaz is to use two separate cups. But it's clear there in the Nosei Kelim, they explain the Ramah, that really the Ramah Be'ikar Adin agrees with Rabbeinu Meshulam. He agrees that really one cup of wine would suffice. You don't really need it. Just he says, we may as well be choshish for the opinion of the Bali Atosis. We may as well use two cups of wine. But really, Me'ikar Adin, the Ramah holds that this is an integral part of the Birchas Hamazon, and therefore one cup of wine would be good enough to fulfill the requirement of both of them. So you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Suda, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim writes that immediately after finishing the Birchas Hamazon, a Bar Pi Agafen should be recited on a regular day. Nothing to do with a Sheva Brachas. Immediately following the Birchas Hamazon, you should say Bar Pi Agafen on the cup of wine that you used. Ask the Magen Avraham a question. What do you mean? How can the Shulchan Aruch tell me that every time you use a cup of wine, you have to make the Bar Pi Agafen immediately after the benching? What are you going to do with the Sheva Brachas? What about a day when you're at a Sheva Brachas and you have to make the Sheva Brachas? You're not going to make the Bar Pi Agafen immediately after the benching. You're going to wait till the end of the Sheva Brachas to make the Bar Pi Agafen. Isn't that a violation of the principle that the Shulchan Aruch himself writes, that you always have to make the Bar Pi Agafen immediately following the Birchas Hamazon? So how do you explain that? So what's interesting is that the Chidah fleshes out this point of the Magen Avraham, and he says, well, the truth is, when you think about it, that very question of when you should recite a Bar Pi Agafen will depend on this same issue. Again, we had a Machlokas HaRishonim. Is one cup sufficient for both the Birchas Hamazon and Sheva Brachos? Or do we assume that they are two totally different mitzvahs, Einos and mitzvahs Chavilos, and therefore two different cups of wine need to be used? Says the Chidah, dependent on that Machlokas HaRishonim will also be whether or not the Bar Pi Agafen should be recited immediately after Birchas Hamazon is complete, or should you recite the Bar Pi Agafen at the completion of the Sheva Brachas? If you believe that the Sheva Brachas is just an extension of the Birchas Hamazon itself, then why not make the Bar Pi Agafen at the end of the Sheva Brachas, because that is now the conclusion of the benching. But if you assume that the Sheva Brachas are not connected at all with the Birchas Hamazon, then the Chidah argues that the Bar Pi Agafen should be recited immediately after the Birchas Hamazon is complete, and you should not wait until the end of the Birchas Hamazon itself, which again would work out very nicely if the Shulchan Aruch. Correct. Oh, I'm sorry, I said it wrong?
Yeah.
So again, it would work out very beautifully because the Shulchan Aruch himself in Eben HaEzer, paskins like Rabbeinu Meshulam, that the Sheva Brachas is considered a part of the Birchas Hamazon. It's considered an integral part, and therefore only one cup is necessary, says the Shulchan Aruch. Based on his psak that he gives in Eben HaEzer, it would follow also that the Shulchan Aruch would have no problem with the practice that we have nowadays. We have the practice that we say the Baruch Priya Gafen at the conclusion of the Sheva Brachas. That's when we make it again, because we believe that that's the end of the Birchas HaMazon. When we come to a Sheva Brachas, we assume Birchas HaMazon takes out a totally different form than it normally would have on any other given day of the year. And therefore, perhaps, the Shulchan Aruch would make a lot of sense. You don't need to be bothered by the Magen Avraham's Kasha. Ah, you're supposed to make the Baruch Priya Gafen immediately following the Birchas HaMazon. That's exactly what we do. Shulchan Aruch says that's exactly what we do. We make the Bracha of Baruch Priya Gafen at the very end of the Birchas HaMazon, which on a day like today would come out to be at the end, at the conclusion of the Sheva Brachos itself. And Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll talk some more about practical nafkaminas, which are very, very nogeh la halacha to all of us, but for today I guess we're out of time.